The Olympics coverage in this country has been obsessively focused on a few minor melodramas, the feud between U.S. speed skaters Shawnee Davis and Chad Hedrick, or the will-she-stay-vertical debate about Sasha Cohen. But it's a wide, wide world of sports out there. And to catch up on the big Olympic stories in other countries, we talked with several journalists who are at the press center in Turin. First, Norway. It's behind five other countries in the overall medal count with 18, but just two golds, not even close to the 14 gold medals that had been predicted. And Mette Bugge of the newspaper Aftenposten says Norwegians are despondent.
My newspaper had on the front page, game over. So that says everything about how it is in Norway. We are sad and we are not happy about what has happened in Torino.
Well, two bright spots, a gold medal in alpine skiing, a gold medal in ski jumping.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. I'm a ski jumping reporter. So I was there, and he was, Lars Bystol is his name, and we didn't expect him to be the winner. He came home with three medals, one gold and two bronze, and he was the hero in Norway. But so he did well, but in speed skating, in the biathlon and cross country, that has been the disappointing things.
Your neighbors, the Swedes, have been doing extremely well in these Olympics, and I gather that that's a source of a bit of cross-border tension right now.
Yes, sometimes we have a bit of quarrel with the Swedes because we try to be the best nation. But the Swedish athletes, they have had so many years without success, so now we think it was great for them.
I read that there was a front page of one of the Norwegian papers this week that showed the Swedish flag. This is a Norwegian paper, but it had the Swedish flag and it said, "Sorry, Norway."
Yes, that's correct. We must have some fun. I mean, this is fun. We have we must find something to write about. So that is how we do it.
That's Mette Bugge of the newspaper Aftenposten. As for the Swedes, they're reveling in 12 medals, five of them gold. The Swedish women's curling team, which won gold yesterday, was still celebrating today and planning to meet the Swedish king. Kristoffer Gustafsson is covering the Winter Games for the Swedish paper Svenska Dagbladet, and he says the big star is downhiller Anja Persson.
When she won her gold medal in slalom the other day, everyone was happy with that.
She has a great way of celebrating when she's won a medal. She does a running belly flop onto the snow.
Yeah, it's a seal. She's from the very north of Sweden, so she knows a little about seals.
Is there some rivalries, some gloating on the Swedish side of things? I mean, is the message to Norway, sorry, Norway?
No, I don't think so. But on the other hand, I guess there has been a kind of rivalry. I remember Salt Lake City when I wrote an article, and it was a joke, just a joke, actually, to... and said that while Sweden didn't get any medals, we would join the European Union, and then we had more medals than Norway. and the next day, I've never had so many emails in my computer. It was amazing. It was about 250 Norwegian people who had emailed and said that there was the most stupid thing they ever heard.
That's Kristoffer Gustafsson of Svenska Dagbladet. Croatia owes its three medals, one gold and two silver, all to one family, the siblings Janica and Ivica Kostelic. Janica added two medals to her four from the last Olympics, and that makes her the most decorated female in Olympic alpine history. And that's been the big story for Dan Fiegenwald of the newspaper Jutarnji List.
I don't know, she's a goddess in Croatia. I'm talking about Croatia. Almost everybody knows their story. They were poor, they didn't have money. I don't know what to say. And they started to win, children's races and then the bigger races. That's why she's... at the moment, more than everything.
Is her popularity such that in Croatia would there be a lot of people naming their daughters after her? Would people be trying to dress like her?
Exactly. Before Janica came out, you couldn't find many girls named Janica, but now it's a different story. Everybody wants to have a girl like Janica, and yeah, you can find a much more reality.
Croatian journalist Dan Fiegenwald in Sestriere, Italy. China is suddenly much more aware of skiing after its first ever gold medal in snow sports, won by freestyle skier Han Xiaopeng. His acrobatic aerial flips have captivated the Chinese public, according to Zhao Pengcheng of China Radio International.
Actually, right now, in the sports gear shop, a lot of people is trying, desperately trying to buy the new skiing gear and trying to go to ski track to do the skiing. I think to attract their attention to the snow sports, because snow sports is actually not so popular in China. But right now, they become a new social fashion. People buy the sports gear, so maybe it will get a much more sponsor from the society and get more money for the athlete. It will be good for the sports.
So these medals are already having that effect in China, that people are saying, that looks like fun, I want to try that.
Yeah, huge effect on Chinese society. Yeah, this is another news story in China.
That's Zhao Pengcheng of China Radio International. And finally, to Japan. Last night, the Japanese figure skater Shizuka Arakawa came from behind to topple the favorites, Sasha Cohen and Irina Slutskaya, to win the gold, the first ever for Japan in the sport. Arakawa got a congratulatory call from the Japanese Prime Minister this morning. Tomoyo Igaya is a sports producer covering the games for NHK Broadcasting, and she thinks this victory could affect society back home.
It gives hope to a lot of women in Japan, actually, because still I believe that it's a very male-dominated society. And then when you see women doing very well in an international field, I think that sort of gives confidence to a lot of the people that are in the 20s who do really want a good substantial role in the society. So I think that really have a very big effect.
Huh. Would really give them a boost.
Yes. And actually, we've been hearing a lot of interviews saying that if I work hard, maybe I could be as confident as her and produce results in whatever field, not necessarily figure skating, but in terms of job, work, in school. I think she is tend to become a big role model for many women in the Japanese society.
That's Tomoyo Igaya with the Japanese broadcasting company NHK. The closing ceremony for the Torin Games is on Sunday.